Hi, this is Bad Advice from Sumiandras. This is a show where we give bad advice.
Oh, sorry, oh. My line.
What was your line?
Cheaper than therapy, worth every cent.
I don't even know what to do with my hands. I'm like, yes, kids. Met a guy from Tinder, and he said, is that your real voice?
That's not nice. And you should have automatically have gone, no, this is my real voice. I'm Batman. And then,
there's two options. Too high or too deep, right? Is it accent?
There's a lot of things.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things there.
Because it's pitch, it's tone, it's accent.
No, because I've got a friend, and she's very cognizant that her voice is deeper, right? But I think it's wonderful.
Yeah,
like, she sounds so unique with it, right?
Yeah,
clearly it's like an insecurity for her. But I'm just like, oh, you sound great.
Wait, how deep are we talking here?
Deep for a woman. It's not like a guy's voice.
Yeah,
it's because like the tone and the pitch of it is pretty low. But like, she sounds great. It always sounds husky.
Yeah.
Like, she sounds perfect for like radio.
It is different, eh? Right? Like, it is different.
It's just so maybe it's an insecurity for, I mean, she did share a story once where she's like, I went up to a guy and I was like, hey, was a person like you doing a place like this? Like, those type of vibes. And guy's like, oh, no. No, Batman.
Yeah.
And was like, I can't do that.
Don't you have a city to protect?
Yeah. That's basically it.
No, but I knew a girl back in the day who had an extremely high-pitched voice, but she had no volume.
I think that could be worse.
She had no volume control. The funny thing was, okay, it depends on how... She looked like her voice sounded.
She looked high all the time.
No, she was tiny.
Oh.
And she had glasses. You know when they can see your prescription?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had glasses like that. And she would.
No. You're an asshole.
No, but I didn't make fun of her. And at first, that's not my problem. Because at first you think, oh, shame, you know? Yeah. So you don't make fun of her and stuff. But then you realize that she was just obnoxious with it. And she would talk at the most inappropriate times during lectures and all that shit. And then it's just like, at some point it's like, you know, you.
Shut up.
You're trying to listen and it's just in the background.
I think you should, just to give advice to this person, though.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You should definitely
change your voice.
No. Yeah. It's not like AI generation voice. Like, make it like a robot. Like, hello, Steven. How are you? Would like to continue with this. Are you available for drinks next week? Friday, 7 p.m. Bootleggers. It's a hidden gem.
Have you seen my film, The Theory of Everything?
Right.
Or you use the TikTok voice, that other one.
Yeah.
Hidden gem.
You should do that. You need to keep on giving him different voices.
Yeah.
In fact, different Tinder profiles. And every single time he matches with you, you send him different voices. Different voices all the time.
You need to play with it. But
what an asshole thing to say to someone, though.
Like,
is that your real voice?
They obviously felt bad about it. Like, is that your real voice? Like,
imagine now, this could be your soulmate. Yeah. And you'd be like, oh, I'm scared of showing her to my parents. Why? Just in case she shakes hands with my dad. And he goes, she's strong. Not only a strong handshake.
Yeah. If a voice is too high, it's just like, I can't bring you.
We can't do karaoke nights.
Yeah. There's too many windows in the house.
Yeah. What an asshole thing to say. Men are such stupid
Men are
people.
Trash,
horrible,
bro.
Horrible.
I know. He doesn't deserve you.
My biggest fear is that one day I say, oh yeah, men are trash in this thing, right? And then someone comes and he's like, remember the time we went on a date, Simi?
Yeah.
And you told me, I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure.
Have you said some wild shit to women?
Oh, guys, come on. I'm 36. Of course I must have said something stupid at some moment.
Example.
I can't even think of them.
Ladies.
Challenge accepted.
If you remember anything from being on a date or even
with this guy,
even a romantic interaction over chat, if somebody has said anything that was wild, out there, inappropriate, I don't think he would have said, I don't think he would have said something like totally gross, but even slightly inappropriate. I would thoroughly enjoy that.
And probably a bit now, like I was incredibly obnoxious.
Yeah.
Right, like when I was boisterous and obnoxious.
Yes,
and I think that put off a lot of women.
Not all women like that guy.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah,
but now I've unlearned those things,
ladies. How do I answer my girlfriend when she asks if I would love her if she was a worm?
Oh, I hate it when women ask.
Why do they do that?
I just think they're trying to get an answer from you, right?
Yeah,
where they want you to say that you love them.
But this is where I feel. Well, as a joke, it's okay to be inappropriate.
Yeah.
So if they ask you like, "Would you love me if I was a worm?" You say something like,
"Would you love me if I was a cheetah?"
No.
And then they go, "I'm like, no, the animal."
No, you ask them like, "Does your p- still work?"
Throw them off.
Because it's a trap. It's a stupid, silly trap.
They just want attention at that moment in time, which is fine. I'm cool with it. But I'm like, how do you deal with it? My man, there's two ways. You could tell your girl straight, hey, listen, I don't have time for stupid questions like this.
That's right.
I like you / love you, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but use my one instead. So would you like me if I was a cheater? And then go.
But I mean, like, within you get to the thing of like, if they're paralyzed, because that's more real. Would you love a woman if they were paralyzed?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're an asshole if you say no.
Yeah. That's like.
Yeah. But if you're a worm, girl, why are you a worm? Why are you
but
a
if
worm?
But if they're paralyzed, you can still ask.
Whoa. veto.
No, you don't. Hard veto. No.
Hard yellow card.
No, I'm joking. It's a joke. I'm joking.
Hard yellow card.
I'm joking.
I hope someone out there takes that clip and cuts out the I'm joking part and sends that thing. I will be in the conversation when he said it.
No, I thought control it was this. And as if that clip comes up, a just a joke banner is going to come across the screen. On a night hike, and my POC friend told my white girlfriend, walk up ahead because you glow in the dark. She was pretty mad. Should I confront him?
Nah, you need to celebrate your homeboy. You need to take him out for a lovely, lovely lunch or dinner and go like, well played, dog.
Take him to Spur, my G. Damn. Like, come on. Oh, we only get so many wins, and that was a win.
Oh, what a wonderful thing, bro. Yeah. Go on more hikes with your POC friend. Yeah, what a guy.
is the question poser, is he also a POC?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought you were going to bring a white girl over here and come interracial couple alongside over here safely. You thought this was a safe place. Nah. Yeah, I know. I love your friend. Don't leave that guy.
No, don't leave that guy.
That girl will leave you before he does. That guy is strong. In fact, if you do break up, go straight to that guy.
No. He's the champion. The science works. If you don't even have to use your nightlight on the ground. You just shine it on her. And it beams. Like a lighthouse. It's like in Lord of the Rings, your path will be lit.
Oh, imagine telling someone you're on a hike, you come on the way down, like, yo, go walk up a front over there. Like a glow stick.
I do not see any problem with making fun of how
someone. I don't even know what the problem is.
How white someone's skin is.
Yeah.
No, they've had it good for too long, my man.
I don't know what the problem
is. It is a form of reparations, and we deserve it.
Nah, give your friend every pat on the back. That guy deserves it. That guy came with impeccable timing. There's nothing there. You can't confront him about shit.
No, you can't. You have no grounds. And also, she should just...
And then when you go back to your girl and she goes, well, what did he say?
Yeah.
He told me to say this. He said you'll get it.
That's it. Well, if she had to injure herself, she probably would become a glow stick.
Oh man, that was so good. Solid, not problem.
Solid, not a problem.
You know what would help her out there? Sugar water. Dog, sugar water on tap.
Trauma. Our work husbands or girlfriends or wives. A thing. My wife says I'm not allowed to talk to Candace.
Oh, my man, you're playing with fire there.
Yeah.
Are they a thing, though?
Yeah, they are a thing, but it's how you decide how far you want to take it.
At my work, most of my friends are men.
Nice.
Because I got gay husbands at work.
That's
how I mitigate the situation.
You got a work husband?
Yeah, I got a work husband. I think I also got a work wife.
Yeah, I don't have a work wife anymore. She left the company, but she was a very... It's just someone you want to talk shit with, in my opinion. Mm. Like someone you have a lunch with.
But also
with.
Candace was named there, dog.
Yeah, that's different. Like, why did you name Candace?
Hey, Candace, your name is out there, girl. I don't know where this also, company is.
Does it matter if the person is more attractive than your partner?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
100%. When I had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And there was a girl at work. Mm. Oh, you can't even mention. Like, I didn't ever mention that this person was cute, but we went to a work function.
Uh-oh.
And my ex was just like, that person is cute. Is that your friend? And like, we produced this radio show together. Then,
was this at Jacaranda?
No, I worked at 947.
Yeah, Jacaranda.
Jacaranda is in Pretoria.
Oh,
I worked in Johannesburg.
This,
yeah. The same? No, they're not. One day, I wish you get
in a passport
or like an ID. Randville, and you take a FlySaf air flight, and I want to take you to Joburg, the city of gold, Igoli.
I've seen that show.
Yeah, great show, but it's based on the city of gold, Johannesburg, Joe Hasselberg. You had it here too good in Cape Town.
I like it having it too good.
Yeah, you need to experience South Africa.
I'm good.
Yo, you even like... You
yeah, I was like indigestion there. Yeah. It was like my body was like reacting. No.
But yeah, I think...
But this chick was prettier than your girl. Oh, assume.
No, she wasn't as pretty as my girlfriend.
So why was the problem?
No, bro, but I mean, like, you asked the question, I keep on thinking like, oh, is it inappropriate?
It's only inappropriate if you make it inappropriate. You know spend what a lot of do? You spend hours with your colleagues.
Kiss Candace. It's like, oh yeah, you said she was my work wife, and you're my wife. So but I kiss you at home, I kiss her at work.
To be fair, like, how does the wife expect him to not talk to her anymore?
Yeah,
if you work together,
do you have a work breakup? You're making this thing difficult. Yeah, allow this guy to cheat in quiet.
Leave him, let him be.
Let him go kiss there quietly. He's not bringing it home.
It's just gonna be too messy if you want to cut off there. He's still gonna eat by you.
Yeah, he's just flirting with someone else between 9 to 5.
Yeah, he has lunch with her and dinner with you.
Yeah, I don't see the problem here.
No problem at all.
You can also have a work husband.
Kiss her.
Kiss Candace.
Mm. And let your wife kiss Jared.
Candace too. I mean, guys are just cutting off the options of living out their fantasies here.
Shout out Candace.
I just want to say our Bad Vibes hit rate is incredibly successful. We've only had one person go, nah, I did that thing that you
didn't
said
work. Yeah. Work. Yeah, because I automatically, if they don't give us a follow-up, I assumed it worked.
Yeah, I assumed it worked. Yeah.
Shout out Candace, though. Keep living your life, girl. Be that work wife.
Be that work wife, girl.
Be the work wife who doesn't have it all.
Comment.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Oh, thumbs up. You must also ask for.
Hey guys, could you please give a thumbs up to our content or like, share, and subscribe? Is that how the YouTube guys do it?
I don't know.
YouTube guys. They I could care less.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Please watch more.
And watch. Or listen. Or
Yeah. Listen and watch.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
You choose what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to force you.
Yeah.
It's consensual.
Thanks for listening.